AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama heads out today for a three-day visit to Alaska to spur action to find ways to slow climate change that is already in evidence in the nation's largest state. Joining us live is AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Tim, on a swing that'll make him the first sitting president ever to visit the Alaskan Arctic, Obama will see how melting glaciers and rising sea levels are dramatically remaking the Alaskan landscape and encroaching on Native Alaskan villages. And speaking of Native Alaskans, Obama's announcing their name for North America's tallest peak is in and Mount McKinley is out.
Today, we're honored to be able to officially recognize the mountain as Denali.
That's Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. She and other state leaders are pleased with the move. House Speaker John Boehner of President William McKinley's native Ohio is not. Tim?
That's Mark Smith with us live. The man arrested in the fatal shooting of a suburban Houston sheriff's deputy will be arraigned today. Shannon Miles charged with capital murder after Deputy Darren Goforth was shot from behind as he was gassing his patrol car last Friday evening. At a vigil for Goforth yesterday, Christopher Watkins told KPRC-TV.
And I don't care which department you are, they are understaffed, they are overworked, and they are underpaid. But they still get up and do it every day.
Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says the attack was unprovoked and there was no evidence that Goforth knew Miles. Wes Craven knew how to frighten people. The writer-director had people glued to their seats or jumping out of their skin in the 1980s with Nightmare on Elm Street. Back in 2005, he said he identified with theatergoers.
You kind of are like the audience, you know. I think I've always felt like what I'm afraid of is basically what the audience is afraid of.
Craven's horror film debut, 1972's Last House on the Left. He died yesterday in Hollywood at the age of 76. This is AP Radio News. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell meet again today with a federal judge.
This will be the third appearance of the commissioner and the quarterback before federal judge Richard Berman, who has repeatedly urged the parties to settle. The last time they appeared, nearly 2 weeks ago, the judge seemed much tougher on the NFL than on the players' union, which brought the lawsuit. The union says Brady's four-game suspension for his alleged role in the underinflation of footballs is unprecedented, and that the June appeal before the commissioner was stacked against him. Berman has promised to try to rule by Friday. The Patriots are scheduled to open their season 6 days after that. Warren Levinson, New York.
Egyptians are outraged after a cleric allegedly changed a line in the traditional Islamic call to dawn prayers. Instead of saying prayer is better than sleep twice, as he was supposed to, the sheikh supposedly said prayer is better than Facebook. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.